When was the idea first broached that you were all going to come over to Europe?
Well, it's an old idea. I don't know when the first tour was, but it must be some 20 years ago.
20 years ago?
Yes, well, I won't say it started 20 years ago, but they are very old. And these tours were annual events in university life.
Uh-huh. You must have been rather fed up in wartime. They were postponed.
Well, I haven't seen Europe sitting safely tucked away. Really imagine what was going on here.
Are you with boys and girls?
Yes, boys and girls mixed. In number, that is.
In number?
Yes.
And have any of you any friends or contacts here already?
Oh, yes, many of us have relations. I, for one, have an uncle who's a diamond polisher here. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you know, I come from Kimberley. That's where we get the diamonds out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I know the mining and sorting process like the back of my hand. But it seems I've had to come all the way to London to see the polishing done.
Ah, we used not to polish in London, you know. It was Amsterdam.
Oh, yes, that was the centre, I believe. What I wanted to say, though, was that the polishing factory was one spot in London, one of very few, I should imagine, where the name of my hometown really seemed to mean something.
Uh-huh. Do tell us, what was your first impression of London when you got here?
Well, I'd seen part of London in books and in films.
Uh-huh.
But coming to a place in the flesh is an experience that really does something to me. The metropolis unraveling itself in front of me. And I feel you never get the... You can never possibly have the same effect from pictures, from being told about things, as you can from the real life.
Mm-hmm. Was it the size or the difference that struck you most?
Well, I'd say it was the atmosphere. The atmosphere has something. The people are friendly. The buildings are old. There's something in the air that seems to welcome one. Last Sunday, we visited the open-air market at Petticoat Lane. I had my movie camera there and got a pretty good picture of the way some people, at least, live in London.
Did you buy anything in Petticoat Lane?
Yes, I bought an opera hat. It's always been a dream of mine to own one.
Mm-hmm. You've been travelling around England already, haven't you?
Yes, we have made an all-day trip up to Oxford and Stratford.
What do you think of Stratford? Did you have nice weather to see it in?
No, we had very bad weather, as a matter of fact. But on that trip, too, we visited Warwick. Went over the Warwick Castle. Stratford itself was a little village, as we'd expected. Went over Shakespeare's residence. Once again, I felt the vitality in the air.
Hmm. How did you like Oxford? Did it measure up to your expectations?
Again, I felt the atmosphere was the predominant factor. The guide who took us around told us each of the dates of origin of the colleges. And it's something that, well, South Africa will have to wait 8 or 9 centuries before tradition can lie so thick on any of its universities.
You were going around exclusively with students, weren't you?
Yes, the National Union of Students in England organized and arranged our entire program with a quiet efficiency that really was most impressive.
Will they be arranging the tour on the continent?
They have made all the arrangements. I don't know if any of them are coming over with us, but they've made all the necessary contacts with continental students. And I know that in France and Italy will be met, received, and entertained by local students.
Well, then perhaps some of them are listening to you at this moment before they've even met you.
Possibly.
Where are you going first on the continent?
We're off to Paris tomorrow. We have a 10-day itinerary in Paris. And then we have about 4 days, I think, which will be free either in Paris or elsewhere.
Mm.
And from there, we move to Italy. Some of the party are going to Austria, others to Holland.
And what do you expect to see in Italy?
I expect to see opera.
Oh, you'll be able to use your hat then.
Yes, I expect to see Italian Latin people.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy the Mediterranean climate.
Any particular place you have in mind to visit?
Yes, there is.
Oh?
During the Italian campaign, my father was wounded at the monastery battle at Monte Cassino.
No, I shan't go for it tonight. As long as you're checking.
do you expect to see in Italy?
I expect to see opera.
Oh, you'll be able to use your hat then.
Yes, I expect to see Italian people, Latin people, and enjoy the Mediterranean climate.
Any particular place you have in mind to visit?
Yes, there is.
Oh?
During the Italian campaign, my father was wounded at the monastery battle at Monte Cassino. At the end of an olive grove near the foot of the hill, I should like to stand in the sunshine. My father had once to lie in a foxhole.